Key points. The kangaroo is nearly 6 feet tall, while the wallaby is only 3 feet tall. The kangaroo lives 25 years and the wallaby lives 14 years. Wallabies have a shiny coat, while kangaroos have a dull coat of fur. Wallaby versus kangaroo. Wallabies and kangaroos are two of the most recognizable marsupials. While both belong to the same family, they are still very distinct, especially in terms of their height. But apart from the incredible difference in height, there is also a difference in their habitats, as both animals rarely ever intersect. Their strength, weight, and teeth are distinct from each other, further adding to their list of differences. So if you're looking to find out how these cute wallabies differ from the larger kangaroo counterparts, here is a rundown of all their major differences. Comparing wallabies versus kangaroos. The 5 key differences between wallabies and kangaroos. Wallabies and kangaroos come in a variety of species, each of which differs greatly in terms of their size and weight. Therefore, for the sake of simplicity, we are currently comparing the eastern gray kangaroo and the black-striped wallaby. So in this section, we will be diving deeper into how these two marsupials differ from each other. Wallaby versus kangaroo, size. Wallabies, in comparison, are much smaller than kangaroos, coming in at almost half the average size. Most male wallabies can grow as large as 3 feet, while female wallabies only grow to 2 or 2.5 feet. So even when they have become full adults, they are still the average size of a kangaroo joey. Their smaller legs and general short stature allows them to hide in shrubbery away from their predators. The smaller legs also mean that they are able to better navigate the tighter spaces of forests. Their smaller size also means that they only weigh as much as 20 kilograms when fully grown. The kangaroo is the largest marsupial in the world, with the tallest ones being as tall as 8 feet when standing up straight. Different species of kangaroos can have different heights, along with different weights. The tallest recorded kangaroo has a height of over 9 feet, being able to easily overshadow most humans, along with a weight of over 90 kilograms. Kangaroos also have much larger feet. Using their massive feet, they are able to traverse large stretches of land at a comfortable speed of over 20 kilometers per hour. And when they start running fast, they can easily hit the 70 kilometers per hour mark. Their larger legs and claws also mean that they do not have any natural predators. Wallaby versus kangaroo, color and coat. The differences between these unique marsupials do not end at their height, as both mammals also have different coats. Wallabies can fall prey to many types of predators in the forest, which is why their coat is able to better camouflage them in their surroundings. They also have a more ornate fur, with 2 or 3 distinct colors throughout their coat. Kangaroos, however, usually feature muted colors throughout their coat, with only a few breeds sporting as many as 2 colors. Furthermore, their coats will usually be gray or brown, with most of them having a yellowish, sandish color. Wallaby versus kangaroo, longevity. Wallabies are not so fortunate, as they live roughly half as long as kangaroos at 11 or 14 years. Their predators include foxes and other, bigger feral cats. Since kangaroos are such massive mammals, they do not have any natural predators. Most animals are intimidated by their height, and their powerful kick can easily push back most predators, which is why they tend to live longer. They can live as long as 20 or 25 years, with some even surviving to 30 years. Wallaby versus kangaroo, molars and teeth. Another difference between these mammals is their teeth and the shape they have. Wallabies have flat teeth, which they use to eat leaves in their natural habitat. Kangaroos usually live in plains, with their main food source being grass. They have curved teeth that allow them to cut stalks of grass with ease. Compared to their smaller subspecies, kangaroos have less prominent crowns and do not have any premolars. Wallabies have premolars and cutting teeth that help them chew on leaves in the forest. Wallaby versus kangaroo, habitat. Wallabies live in varied habitats, as they are dispersed into rocky mountains, woodlands, and even certain plains. Since so many different species live in unique climates, they carry unique characteristics. On the other hand, kangaroos live in a single habitat, with only a few species making it into the forest. Next up. Are kangaroos dangerous? Given their size, are kangaroos dangerous animals? Let's find out. 10 incredible wallaby facts. If you love wallabies as much as we do, you will enjoy these fun facts. 10 incredible kangaroo facts. Some of these facts are sure to surprise you,